I tried and failed to get sober many times. I get through a couple of days, sometimes a week, and then the stigma of being an addict would get to me. I couldn't bear the thought of never having another drop of alcohol, of being cast as an outsider. I couldn't bear the thought of being judged as deeply flawed and damaged. So I kept drinking in the shadows. No one knew I was getting drunk day after day. I was like a ninja with my drinking. I was hiding it from my wife and my kids and from everyone, all while my life was teetering on the edge of collapse. I had to check into treatment to get on the right path. By working my finely tuned program, I'm closing in on 500 days of sobriety. But I long for the day when fewer will need to go through rehab to get clean and stay clean. To get there, we as a society need to have an honest conversation about addiction and mental illness. People still get eerily quiet when I bring up my sobriety. I'm on rock solid ground today, so the uncomfortable silence isn't a trigger for me. Now, a year ago, it would have been a very different story. I probably would have decided, yep, I'm a lost cause, and I would have driven straight to the liquor store. September is National Recovery Month, so from society's perspective, it's a little more okay for me to talk about this. But an open and honest conversation needs to be ongoing. If you're affected by addiction and mental illness, there's a good chance that no one will know, unless you speak up. I'm Christopher Heimerman, and that's my perspective.